Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Are you curious about what I can do or want to test some voice AI capabilities? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. You folks are known for creating really natural, human-like voice AI interactions, right? I'd love to hear more about what you offer and how you stand out from the crowd. What's your secret sauce? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and having engaging conversations that actually convert. It's often a time-consuming process with lots of manual follow-ups. How does Dasha AI tackle these pain points differently? Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and the challenges you face with those manual follow-ups. Sure thing. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means targeting people who are genuinely interested and likely to buy rather than casting a wide net and hoping for the best. The challenge is identifying those leads quickly and then engaging them in meaningful conversations without overwhelming your sales team. Manual follow-ups can be a real bottleneck. Calls get missed, emails go unanswered, and it's tough to keep track of who needs what. So it slows down the whole sales cycle. Does Dasha AI help automate those follow-ups in a way that feels natural and human? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Ah, I love that question. Painting a picture of success. In 12 months, using Dasha AI, I'd imagine a smooth, almost effortless lead generation process where every prospect feels like they're talking to a real person who truly understands their needs. Follow-ups happen automatically, but with a personal touch, so no one slips through the cracks. Your sales team can focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. Revenue streams would be noticeably stronger and the whole process more efficient. Sounds like a dream, right? What's the first step to making that happen with Dasha AI? What do you mean by a personal touch in those follow-ups and why is that important to you? Great question. By a personal touch, I mean that the follow-ups don't sound robotic or scripted. They feel like genuine conversations. Dasha AI uses natural language and can adapt responses based on what the prospect says, making interactions more engaging and trustworthy. That's important because people are more likely to respond and stay interested when they feel heard and understood, not just processed by a machine. It's the difference between a cold call and a friendly chat. Does that kind of natural interaction fit what you're looking for? Tell me more about how that natural interaction fits what you're looking for. Absolutely. Natural interaction means conversations flow smoothly, with the AI understanding context, emotions, and nuances, just like talking to a real person. For businesses, this means prospects feel comfortable, engaged, and more willing to share information or take the next step. It reduces frustration from stiff robotic responses and boosts conversion rates. If your goal is to build trust quickly and keep leads interested without overwhelming your team, this kind of interaction is a game changer. How do you currently handle those conversations? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Bringing it back to today, well, a big challenge is definitely scaling personalized outreach without burning out the sales team. It's tough to keep up with the volume of leads and still make each interaction feel meaningful. Plus, tracking all those follow-ups and ensuring timely responses can get messy. Time and resources are always tight, so finding a way to automate without losing that human feel is key. Does Dasha AI offer solutions that can handle this balance effectively? What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach and tracking follow-ups are affecting the business right now? Great follow-up. Scaling personalized outreach without the right tools can lead to missed opportunities because prospects might not get timely or relevant responses. That slows down the sales pipeline and can frustrate potential customers. Tracking follow-ups manually often means errors or leads slipping through the cracks, which directly impacts revenue. It also puts extra pressure on your sales team, leading to burnout and lower morale. So the business might see slower growth and less efficient use of resources. How does Dasha AI help ease these specific pain points? Can you go a bit deeper on how those missed opportunities and sales team burnout are impacting your growth? Absolutely digging deeper here. Missed opportunities mean lost revenue that could have come from just one timely, well-handled conversation. When leads fall through the cracks, it's not just a one-time loss. It can hurt your reputation and reduce referrals, too. As for sales team burnout, when your people are overwhelmed with repetitive tasks and chasing cold leads, their energy and motivation drop. That leads to higher turnover, which means more time and money spent hiring and training. All of this slows down growth and makes hitting targets tougher. Does that sound familiar?